Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfucking high song to a club beat. You just can't do it.
Listening in right now, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't speak.
all good. Yeah, we're going to speak to him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. This is your boy, Cat Beezy, with City Block Gangster.
Oh, Cat Beezy,
out here with my boy, Smell So Good.
Yeah.
We out here just chilling, man. You know what I mean?
Beautiful. I like you. Cat Beezy Film. I mean, what the Cat Beezy Film would you do?
I'd be doing, like, screenplays and stuff like that. I do actual stuff. I grab, like a little stuff like her. If she wanted to be in on something, I could take her to a nice little area and let her do her little thing, you know what I'm saying? She, like, it's, I said, it could be an apartment or anywhere. I could tell her to do her role, you know what I mean? Like, I'm her director, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm teaching them how to accomplish different things in their life. It's just like being yourself, really. The same shit they do every day, that's just like acting right there.
It is. It is. It's just in a more direct way. You said you being loose in life, you're more direct. You know what I'm saying? Like, just telling you what I need you to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're like, you gotta be there all the time in their space. Like they need you there. They don't need you there. If you already there, and I say, hey, I'm gonna let you talk on the mic, and you just start saying what's on your head, then the people will be like, they cannot come up with nothing, but as long as you there, feeding back and forth, they act like they can do stuff. What if I wasn't there? Could they still try to say the things like it's like role play? If I made a talk like you do a role play. John, what's up, boy?
Yeah, quick shout out to my home girl, Miss Heavenly Angel, co-host with the most international smoker representing the Netherlands, Zion Knight. Well, then, all right, back to the show.
Like what I was saying is, if we can get some of these young black women to stop being on bullshit, and they always like have to have money. You know what I'm saying? They ain't come to the table with no idea, no film equipment, no tripod, no nothing.
Yeah. A bitch always wants to think that, you know, that nigga want to fuck in order to get something accomplished.
No,
you know what I'm saying? When that don't mix. That's been in the pleasant shit. That don't mix, you know what I'm saying? But that's just like DJs, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all knew, which is what I've been saying for years, you got to, any artist, you got to get outside your box, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't love you. Feel me? Like, you don't love you as far as being in your town. Tampa ain't going to love you, you know what I'm saying? You know, like anybody else would. So once you get out of Tampa and you go elsewhere, she went down to Miami, had a music spent in the club. And they showed them much love, spent the song and everything. They showed love, showed Tampa love and everything. I said, but you finding that surprising, that's not surprising. That's how DJ's supposed to do. DJ ain't supposed to be trying to fuck. DJ ain't supposed to be paying, ask you for no fucking money. I'm already paid by the goddamn club. I think I'm paid. You know what I'm saying? But you got rogue ass, crap ass DJs out there that try to charge a bitch. And talk about, oh, I can't put you in a set and all this okay ass shit. Them ain't real DJs. Them ain't real DJs. Them little commercial ass DJs trying to be something that they ain't. You know what I'm saying? Then they ain't doing their job.
But
DJ's job to break records. That's
like
what we
the guy doing. I'm affiliated with, his name is Louis Dingle, but he got a company called Hush Film. And that's a big company, but he's the type of person that he didn't want to try to put you out there. He wants you to try to get yourself out there, you know what I'm saying? But he'll do a little something for you, but you still got to come to the table with something. And people don't really want to come to the table with nothing at all. They want you to try to get them off the ground. It don't work like that.
Oh, yeah.
They said stuff don't come free, though. Dates and all that stuff don't come free.
Doesn't come free. You got to purchase everything to get something started.
None of them females come to the table with buying tapes or anything. No money to the table to try to get stuff edited and produced. You know what I'm saying? Putting the stuff in the right order. What comes first, what comes second, all that good stuff, you know?
You got to know that. Sequence, you know what I'm saying? How to put everything in
the sequence. The person about what kind of do they have to play or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I give you, you gonna do it or not? Or I have to hold you by your hand. Tired of holding people by their hand.
But why you don't take your directing skills elsewhere and put them on an actual real project, you know what I'm saying? My goal shit to get up to fucking California. On my jet set, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jet Set, by the way, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Workaholics. Check that out on Comedy Central, you know what I'm saying? Aaron Knightley, you know, Jet Set and the whole cast of others doing it real big. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? He up there, and I want to come up there, you know, network with people, and I'm seeing what my goal is, not to become an actor. See, everybody got different goals in life. See, I'm going to Hollywood because I want to go get in where the actors be at and hit their ass up with his business card and be like, look, you need a DJ at your party, I'll let you pour. Bitch, if I get in through that door, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the other door. Nigga, I'm in your house. I'm in your playground. You feel me? I'm there. I'm amongst you. Shit, I'd rather be amongst you than try to mingle with you. Yeah, that's what he told me. You know what I'm saying? For you, I really, I'll be there for your DJ and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, what up?
Got it yet?
Oh, shit. What you had asked me for? Oh, that Showstopper?
Yeah.
Nah, that whole CD fucked up, man. That whole, I had burned like 5 copies, all of them like that. I don't know what that is.
Shout out to your boy, Cat BZ. He got that new movie coming out called The Man That Moved Millions. All right. I'll go check that out.
Hey, blessing
and
stress,
out,
man.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Blessing and stress.
The Man That Moved Millions.
Oh, we out here live on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Doing things. On my radio, shout out to Blog Talk Radio, Breaking the Game Radio, home of the Sausage Smelly Fries. Shout out to Hillsborough County Sunshine Line, Hillsborough's Ride on the Bright Side. All right. Shout out to the free mixtapes that we got out here available. You know what I'm saying? Lil Key with Key to the City mixtape. You can check him out on datfifth.com for other mixtapes. And y'all got Fatty Duke. You know what I'm saying? Out here live. That's how we doing triples now. For a little while. Shout out to DJ Parker, Sam. You know what I'm saying? This is John Newt. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be hanging out. This is Virgil. Nigga Miss Millionaire Jim. That's the whole crew, everybody hanging out doing what the L Rad was up, what's up? Ray, what's up? Yeah, no. And we are live on LL, you can call in live 347-237-5125. Right now I ain't got nobody on the switch, so can't call in and tune in, but it's all good. Shout out to my mom and Teddy Baby Powder Fresh Jay. Alexander.
Oh, yeah, you got someone on the line waiting. Mm-hmm.
In the building. Live in the building. You must have got a new computer. But you got a new computer?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, are you talking to me? Are you
talking
to me?
Got a good connection now. We got this is Miss Evan.
Cause I'm in California.
What?
I'm in San Mateo, right down the street from G-Bone, but I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. Cat Beezy. Yeah, I'm out here with my homeboy Cat Beezy. You know what I'm saying? We out here on live street, folks. No, doing real big. Hi, California. Shouts out to Mateo. You know what I'm saying? I heard that in the whatchamacallit. Hey, tell him to call 347-237-5125. 347-237-5125. Call in live. All right. Where you at? So where you at, Miss Heavenly Angel?
Yep, I'm in sunny California, living it up with my sister and her kids. She's about to have another one.
What?
Yeah. She's got a 28-month-old, 16-month-old, and one on the way in 1 month.
Oh, Well, make sure the middle name smells so good. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that happen.
Don't forget the middle name will be smell so good.
I need to be in there. It's optional if you want to call the baby captain. You know what I'm saying? It's optional.
Captain, that's a good one. And it is a boy.
Yeah. Baby named Captain. Let him go through life like that, Captain. Yeah.
What have you been up to?
You know what I'm doing. Dodging and getting away from the flodge and police. You know what I'm saying?
I know. They're getting crazier by the day.
Yeah, but things looking up. I talked to my lawyer and everything, so you know, things is looking up. We might even have our own official station coming soon, courtesy of the Tampa Police Department. So,
isn't that special?
Yeah, you know they gonna give me a free gift because they got so much love for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Did you get your stuff back?
Nah, they still holding some of that hostage. My laptop. Because if I had my laptop, I'd be out here doing it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'd be controlling it.
Oh, wow.
You got the laptop and my little daily planner, so I can't really do no DJ gigs right now. You got me screwed on that.
Before I signed up for my trip to go to California, I had this feeling that the plane, I shouldn't get on it. Something kept telling me it wasn't. Yeah, I always had visions and dreams that come true, and I was like,
"Hey, say two prayers and call in the morning. Get on the train, get on the plane, get on whatever you got to get on. Go on and get out of there, man. Follow your destiny. Get your stress level down."
Oh, lost the connection here. Sorry. Well, anyways, I was telling him we shouldn't be here. We're sitting on the plane for a good 10, 15 minutes. Next thing you know, you hear this wah, wah, this warning bell, and they're like, they're not saying anything. We're sitting on the plane. I said, "Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be on this plane. This plane is going to go down." The guy's thinking I'm nuts. I'm like, "No, I've had dreams and visions since I was a kid, you know, that this plane's not going to make it." So he's like, "Okay, all right, let's see." So 45 minutes into it, they're like, "We're sorry, people. We're going to have to switch planes. We're having mechanical problems." I'm like, "Yeah, we need to get off this plane right now." So it was a two-hour delay getting here, and I had a feeling there was already something wrong with the plane before we even got on it.
Hey, Lord, guides each spirit, each and every spirit.
Well, we prayed. We prayed too before we left, you know, asking God to warn us of any danger, and He did. And everybody was complaining, and I said, "You know what? We're on the ground getting the warning, not in the air." The people shut up. Hello, we're a two-hour delay. Whoop-de-doo, we're alive. Anyway, that was the excitement.
You know, people can't be appreciative for the good things in life. You know what I'm saying? Like surviving.
Well, I'm enjoying the sunshine because we sure ain't having it in Seattle like this.
Yeah, what's the temp still in Seattle? Your daughter and everybody still there?
Yeah, they're still there. My daughter's at camp. She went to horse camp again. And
oh,
I'm
okay,
here
okay.
While she's there for 10 days and living it up.
I got the horse camp saddled up.
The YMCA.
I got the YMCA. But yeah, I've been, you know, my computer been down too. I just took it to a guy last night and dropped it off. So I had a guy, supposed to have fixed it. Punk ass motherfucker, he's supposed to put the Windows 7 on it. This dude motherfucker left the Windows XP on it and put the Windows 7 on top of it.
Oh.
So it screwed all my shit up. So it only been working for like shit 3 months and then the bitch gone. So I got to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. $140, you know what I'm saying, for 3 months. And it's back to the same stuff I was doing. So, it's all good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you live and you learn, you know what I'm saying?
Does he know where to be found now?
I know where the motherfucker at, but I ain't going to take my shit back to him.
Oh.
You don't know what? I got this dude that's doing it. He's doing it for $20.
Wow.
$20. He putting the old, taking the old Windows XP off, and then putting the Windows 7 on their property.
For $200. For $20. Oh, $20. Oh, okay. Well, that's a deal. Because I was going to say, with all the money you're spending, you could have got a new one.
Yeah, I would have got a new one. You said that. Oh, $20. I'm like, hell yeah, man, run it. There you go. Shit. Do what you got to do. Take your time.
Well, how's your summer been, though? How's the summer been? Is it hot down there? What's going on with the weather? Storms?
Yeah, you know, we got the rain been coming in, you know what I'm saying? But it's so hot. You know, that's what's making it rain, you know what I'm saying? It's so hot.
It's wow.
When the heat comes through, that's when all the humidity starts kicking in.
Yeah. Ouch.
So, yeah, that humidity down here has been, ooh.
That is no joke down there.
Mosquitoes been like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like the humidity down there. It's too much. I can't even breathe.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't tell you a story. I met this dude from Africa, right?
Uh-huh.
Dude worked for, he worked for Bright House. He came down here. He working on the house next door to me, put some cable in. Now, when I'm looking at him, I'm like, you know, I know he's somewhere else besides here. So I asked him where he's from. He said Africa. So I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, well, what part, you know what I'm saying, you from? He said Ghana. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. So he said, do you like it here? He was like, yeah. He was like, well, man, it's too hot here.
Oh, my God. He's from Africa and he's saying it's too hot.
He said it's too hot. But see, like I said, it's different heat everywhere you go in the world. You know what I'm saying? Even Arizona. We hotter than this. It's 125 degrees, but bitches still outside. You know what I'm saying? People still outside.
Yeah. Because they don't have the humidity. It's dry air. It's not that humid.
It's dry heat. There ain't no water around. You come down here, it's hot, but then it's humid. Hot. It's a different heat. So,
I can agree.
Yeah, it can be 84 degrees. In the morning time, but it feel like it's that feel like temperature. That's when we get feel like temperature, and it feel like 95
or more.
Or more, cause that's the humidity. That's the heat in there. So.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about because I was excited. We were flying into Florida to go on a cruise a couple years back, and I was thinking, yay! We had an overnight stay before the ship, so I'm thinking I'm gonna go out to the pool and relax in the sunshine. I stepped out there. I was like, oh, no, I'm going back. I couldn't even breathe. It was so hot. I never felt that kind of heat before. It was like thick heat.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what it is.
You feel the air.
It's a sticky heat. I seen a chick pass out. I'm on the train. These chicks that came from, I don't know, Berlin, somewhere over there in Europe. And one of the chicks, all you seeing her have sitting on the bench, next thing you know, I had slumped over. I thought the bitch was dead. I'm like, oh, shit, motherfucker dead. Bitch dead. But then they gave her ass some water. They picked her ass up and gave her some water. She started throwing up and shit because the heat, you got to understand your body. If it don't adapt to it, you got to make it adapt to your environment. So the key thing is to stay hydrated. If you don't drink a whole lot of water when you go into hot places, you dead ass wrong.
A lot of
water. And let your body get acclimatized to the environment. People just come up in the environment and think they can hang and shit. Hell no. You ain't finna see me come to New York and it's cold and I'm gonna come out there with some motherfucking jeans and a bomber jacket on or a windbreaker. You know what I'm saying? Even though I see people walking around like that, but that's people that's acclimatized to that shit. They used to that. I'm not finna come down there like that. I'm coming down there with 8 pair of pants on, 2 pair of boots if I can get them on, 2 four hats, 8 scarves. You know,
come on,
yeah. Yeah, I'm coming stupid. Like you know I'm a tourist, like, because this motherfucker can't even walk around. It ain't even that cold. Well, I'm going to have to let my body know that it ain't that cold. But I ain't finna just jump in the ring and try to hang with y'all and get scarred the fuck up from frostbite. So So, you know, everything's been going pretty good. I got some new things, new products when I get the website up. I got that I'm selling now here, and they're going real good. Solar power chargers, portable solar power chargers. For your camera, it powers your camera, cell phone, everything on the go. Solar power. And a whole charge at night. It holds up like 100 minutes worth of talk time and power and shit. So it's for travel though. That's what it's for. You know,
I want one.
Yeah, you know I'll be on some other shit. So it's going pretty good down here, and I got some different models that I'm trying out. So
did you get your tobacco license back?
No, I ain't worried about that shit. They gave me my license back, you know what I'm saying? I ain't worried. The tobacco license, you can look up my information, and that's going to come up automatically anyway. So that's just making, hey, more work on them. You got to look more shit up now instead of just having to look up the license.
5 minutes left. Time to catch up.
4 seconds, right? Man, I'm still off. Should be on VIP out.
So how's everything on the home front for you?
Oh, we still alive. It's going, you know. It's going. Just trying to working on getting my transportation up, you know. Spending $140 a week in gas, you know what I'm saying, ain't getting it. I ain't going nowhere. But an hour and a half worth of bike ride. So if I had a damn car on my bicycle, I would have pulled that shit, but I ain't got no car.
Yeah, but you're keeping in shape. You're really doing better off that way.
Yeah, because, man, $20 a day in gas is just like shit.
That's ridiculous.
But, you know, I stay about 15 miles. 15 miles away ain't that bad.
No, that ain't nothing on a bike.
People think that's far and shit, and it ain't that far.
You help saving the planet, too, you know?
Yeah. You know, saving myself.
How's mom doing? How's your mother doing?
Oh, great. Doing great. You know, got a car back, so. Yeah, all right. Fuck motherfuckers, man. You don't fuck motherfuckers, but it's crazy. When I'm talking to the lawyers, like, you know, got to be kind of careful because a lot of things that are touching on is like civil rights violations, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, they won't really want to bring that up because, you know, they might try to drag out a case and shit. You know what I'm saying? For no reason. I'm trying to get the case dismissed because you motherfuckers is wrong. You ain't have no probable cause for doing what you did. You know what I'm saying? But because motherfuckers ain't on that right and wrong situation, you feel me? Even though they the law, you know, and ain't about no right and wrong. Justice is blind. Just as quick as you see that statue, justice is blind and unequal.
Yeah.
Unbalanced, you know.
Have you tried to call Goofy Bomb?
Yeah, I done called them every number I can think of. And then Facebook them, tell them. Put a face CP out for him, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't heard nothing. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh. I gotta be careful.
I'm just listening.
Nah, motherfucker stole my phone and shit. Right? This is a new phone. I had to get back on Boost Mobile. So.
Well, I hear that's pretty good. T-Mobile sucks. I got T-Mobile.
Yeah. Well, T-Mobile's kind of depending on the area where you be at.
Exactly.
You know when I had T-Mobile before, I mean, that was the clearest shit I ever heard. No drop calls on that, you know. But then, you know, they bills and shit got all ridiculous. So I had to get off of that. Like AT&T, they got all them old hidden clauses and all that shit. And these strange bills popping up. So I ain't with that. That's why I like when Boost and Metro and everybody came along with that straight $50 flat fee. That's it. You know, no more, no less. And
yeah,
I
that's
can
not bad. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Booth got it to where, you know, you after every 6 months your bill go down, you know what I'm saying? $5.
You're kidding.
So, yeah. It go down $5. So, you know, just for paying your bill on time. So I'm like, hell yeah, your shit go all the way down to $35. So then every month after that it's gonna be $35 a month.
Well, you know what's
you know,
so funny is I was going to call you today and see how you were doing.
Yeah, you were.
I just got up.
You could have called and it would have, I got a message still on there. It's just telling you the new phone number. Call my new phone number. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, until the phone cut off. So, when the phone cut off, it's I'm a homeboy Cat B's over here advertising for the show and everything.
Well, I've been missing the show and you.
He's on the phone.
I need to get some Nutty on. Who is this?
Yeah. The Nutty News out here. real life Nutty News, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah.
How about last night? I'm sitting at the club. Me and my artist, we sitting at the club, right? Just sitting down. We ain't even. Yeah, we at the Coco. We sitting out at the club.
Yeah.
We sitting outside on the back of my car, just smoking, just chilling. We ain't even going to the club. Wasn't thinking about going to the club. We just sitting there burning a few of them. We done put a couple of them in the air. We get down to the last one. I'm just about to fire it up. You see a motherfucking dude. He come running down in front of the club. He ain't running. He just running. So when he get in front of the club, he don't go in front of the club. In the club, he jump over the fence. Oh yeah, he jump over the fence. When he jump over the fence, a police pull right up in front. I mean right, like 2 feet in front of us.
Wow.
I mean right in front of us with his lights going and everything. Black dude jump out with his pistol drawn. He went to go jump the gate, but yeah, he had a little too much size on him, and them cop pants a little too tight. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be trying to look all village people and shit, all sexy in their fucking uniform. Ain't goddamn run and shit, you know what I'm saying? Tight ass pants on. But the motherfucker sit up there and got back in his car because the dude had done and jumped the gate, the second gate, so I thought he was gone. This motherfucker had the police done went around the block. I told my artist, I'm like, look, hey, it's time to go. Because I said, in a minute, this whole motherfucker's going to be filled up with police cars and bikes. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go. As soon as I said that, we got off the car, and I shut my trunk down. I got in my car and crunk it up. It was a police pulled up, another one pulled up, here come vice. Here come like 8 police cars pulled up in the lot, going into the back. So this stupid motherfucking dude ran back into the back of the club instead of, he had plenty of chance to get away. I don't think he got away. I didn't stick around to find out. But I looked at it in my rear view, and I seen the whole goddamn police squad jumbling up in that motherfucker like it was 800 people back there starting to ride.
Wow.
It was on the point. So I was out of there. Some things I film, some things I don't. When I'm dirty, I'm out of there.
Quickness.
Yeah, that was your Nutty News. I
could just see it now. I could just see you throwing everything in the trunk. Get out of here.
It's
already in the trunk.
I wasn't even set up. We were just sitting out there. We just pulled up there just to burn.
Ah, okay. Good thing for that.
And then, but the dude, when he came back around the building, when he beat the car and he came back around, you know what I'm saying, he had to jump on him. He came back around, ran up to me, and I had the door open. I was just going to get in the car. He ran up to me, told me, dog, let me shoot you a couple dollars, man. Take me up out of here. I say, man, I can't even fuck with you, dog. You too hot.
No kidding. What? Hello.
Motherfucking car closed the door on his ass. Cause I'm like, man, I thought I was going to have to fight this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a damn. That nigga saw 50,000. Right now, them motherfuckers is coming like the brigade, and they was already coming down the street. If they had, if he, you know, was hiding and he just would have jumped the gate and then jumped in, that's one thing. No, man, this motherfucker is.
Anyway, well, he ran back towards him.
Yeah, he ran back towards him. Man, man, I said, man, you a stupid motherfucker.
Oh, he's that fool. That's fool.
What, he snagged him?
I'm pretty sure they got him. I wonder where he can go.
Yeah, I was wondering what he was doing, too.
He was just running, man. He was on foot.
Oh, he never had a pistol run?
Nah, we don't know where he came from. He came out of nowhere like a fucking ghost in the night. He just appeared and shit. All hell broke loose after he appeared.
Ah, 2 minutes.
What the hell happened? I was looking for the fuck about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you. I don't know what the fuck you're gonna do when you got that gun with
Pete. I'm gone. Yeah, when they pull up, and right here in front, I mean, like, from where we sitting at, they pulled up 2 feet, so that's right there in front of the table.
Oh.
He almost would have hit the table if I was set up. He would have probably hit the table.
Oh,
that's how fast he
swerved
up. I wasn't even set up, though. I'm just saying that's how close he came to. And we were just sitting on the back of the car, on the back of my car in the trunk. And we just sitting there burning. Ain't nothing set up. We just sitting there.
What
had a cargo.
Oh,
yeah, man, the motherfucker, when he pulled up, man, that shit hell straight. I mean, we sitting here literally, lights drawn, and we looking directly in front of the goddamn camera. All lights is on us right now. I got the blood tucked in my hand. I'm blowed. She got a little blood in her hand. I'm like, oh, shit. What in the hell is going on? I hope you don't stop a question, because I ain't got nothing for you. Go ahead. Yeah.
They
ain't
come for that. They came for something
else, man. Yeah, it came for his ass.
Yeah, they weren't coming for nobody else. First
of all,
Morgan Blunt was just been caught up
being
like that the wrong time.
It came for his ass.
Who's with you?
Or who's with you? Huh?
Who's with you?
Cat Beasley. My Cat Beasley. Cat Beasley film. All right.
Say hello for me.
Yeah, he said what's up earlier. I don't know how we got lost.
Oh, I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him.
Oh, Hush Media? Oh, shout out to Hush Media. Hush Media sent a shout out to you. Hey, what's the temperature in Seattle?
I don't even want him now. I'm not in Seattle.
You got there right. Fuck them. You know what I mean? Right now.
I'm sure there's clouds there.
I'm doing me.
We haven't had much of a summer up there. It's 60 degrees and sunny in Seattle.
Oh, okay. That ain't too bad.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Summer showing up. It's going to be in the 70s all week. Huh.
When you
with
go,
humidity is 71%.
Oh yeah,
I think you guys get 110% down there.
Yeah, we stay at 100% humidity all the time. And
yeah.
Oh, we do it now. Hey, we stay at 100%. All right. That worry about that. But yeah, I can you know depend on this phone to actually be reliable to call into the show. So. Set up, you know what I'm saying, do remote shows like this. So,
do you got any hurricanes coming your way?
No, they ain't gave us no warnings on that yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they ain't gave us no warnings on it. I'll be out here bringing it live to you, though. We have hurricane parties out here live too now.
Hello?
You know, live on the motherfucking block. Trace Powell.
Oh, wow. Did you see that collapse of the stage? In Indiana State Fair, all those people that got killed. Yeah.
With the bullfighting? Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know nobody got killed. I seen the bullfighting shit going on.
Chilling
that
stage.
That was on them Believe It or Not type show. I seen it on.
Let's see. I don't know.
What's your plans for Cali? What you going to do down there? Well, how far are you in the group?
Shoot, just 30 minutes away.
Oh, well, damn.
I know, and I can't get a hold of him. I left him a message and everything.
Oh,
I was gonna go see him. Everybody's asking where he's at. There's a couple people on Facebook asking for him. Where are you at?
There's a couple of what?
A couple of people on Facebook asking where you at too. Block Talk people asking where he's at.
Yeah, man, yeah. I am on. My shouts out to Bill Landier and what the hell they call themselves? Band? What the fuck is that band name? Oh man, Heart of Panic, Heart Attack Band of Panic. Oh man, I forgot the name of the band. Shouts out to We Lit though. They know. But he asked me, because he got his own show and stuff too. I have to get his show information up. He got a show too on 109FM or something like that.com. So I got to check that out. And, but, you know, he was like, man, what's up with the, he said, what's up with the Freak the Fuck Out Fridays, man? I don't hear him no more. I was like, wow.
I know.
It's just funny that people be listening in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do. And what they're getting today is a phone conversation. How you doing? Where you been? What's up?
Yeah. All right, now.
Okay, now there really is like 4 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get these shots out. You know what I'm saying? Got any shots out? Shots out to Cyanide. Shouts out there, all the whole Blog Talk fans.